Okay, today's daf is daf mem hey. We're a mem dalet amud beis. We're actually right in the middle of discussing the concept of havlah. So havlah meant that with the two overlapping or intersecting tchumim, where they can be considered as one tchum. So basically, let's just go back to Amalei Abai LeRabba. Rabbi says to Rabba. Rabba seems to hold that havlah is not anything. So Amalei Abai LeRabba, Latizbra havlah tchumim milsi. Do you really hold that havlah tchumim doesn't count for anything? So the guy is in a cave. He sets his shvisa in the middle of a cave that's 4,000 amos long on the bottom. But on top, it's less than 4,000 amos. Okay, lo nimtza mahalachas kula. Don't you agree that he can walk the entire length on top, right? So he says chutzul apayim ama, which means what? The ma'ara has two openings on either side, on the eastern side and the western side. Right, and the person's kona shvis in the middle of the ma'ara, he can walk on the entire Shabbos in the ma'ara itself, and so too he can leave and go on leave the ma'ara, and he can walk 2,000 amos to either side from either opening. The reason why he can walk 2,000 amos from either side, either opening, is because the two tchumim overlap, because it's less than 4,000 amos, it's less than 4,000 amos on top, they overlap, so therefore he can go from the east to 2,000 amos all the way to the west, and from the west you can go 2,000 amos all the way to the east. It overlaps. You can walk the whole thing because of the overlapping intersecting tchumim.
Is that considered like one big dira, like cave?
The cave is one big dira. That's where he set his tchumim.
Because he can walk on top.
Because the top is less than 4,000. Is
top is the part of the dira?
But no, it's not. The cave is where he has his dira.
Yeah.
Top is not.
The house, not the top of the house.
No, not top of the house. It's above ground. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi says to Abaye, "V'lo shani loch." Don't even have the distinction. The difference is whether or not he shvisa before Shabbos. In the case of the cave, he established the shvisa before Shabbos, so then you can have this havlah. But the case that we're talking about is in the Mishnah. The guy left without Rishus Chachamim. That's not where he established his shvisa. So over there, if he was not shavas in that area before Shabbos, he's not going to hold up havlah. So now we're up to where we left off yesterday. The heichad de lo shavas lo. So Abaye asks on Rabba, really, if he didn't sit there mitchila in the before Shabbos, you hold that there's no havlah. Well, let me bring you the following case. Case is as follows: v'had tnan, some mishnah daf nun beis. V'had tnan. This is by a person who left the tchum b'mezid. He left his tchum purposely. So according to the chachamim, even if he walks out one amah beyond, he goes 2001. He's stuck. He can't go back. He can't go back in. But Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Shtayim, if he walks out two amos, yikanes. He's still permitted to go back into his tchum, but shalosh lo yikanes. But if he walked out three amos, he can't go back in. What's the reason why if you walked out two amos from the tchum, you could still walk back in? My love, Rabbi Lezer Latame. Rabbi Lezer is Lashitaso. The Amar, which he's going to say, we saw it yesterday and we'll see in the Mishnah soon as well. The Amar, he says, by a person who gets four amos. Let's say that whatever reason, the guy left the Tchum purposely, and now the Chacham say he has four amos around him. So where does the four amos begin? So the Amar, Ruhu Be'emtza'on. Rabbi Lezer says that he counts, right? So he gets two amos from either side of him. So he's in the middle, he has two amos from either side of him. So Ruhu Be'emtza'on. So arba amos yavali rabbanan command to blow dami. So what happens here? He left two amos from the city, so he has four amos. So he has two amos from either side. So he has two amos to the side where he left that intersects or overlaps with the two amos that he left, and he can go back in. You see that the havlah tchumim is actually in the havlah, even though he wasn't there before Shabbos. He left on Shabbos. He walked two amos out, but it doesn't matter. He can still go back in because his personal four amos overlaps with the 2,000 amos of the, well, it doesn't really overlap. They sort of meet. But they meet with the 2,000 amos of the, right, because he extends two amos, and that hits where the end of the 2,000 is. So he can continue going in.
Overlapping.
I said it doesn't overlap. It's more of they meet. Right? So that's what it is. So Ara amos yale erbonne, come on the blow dummy. Amar, and it says he can go in. Ama have lost chumim milsahi. You see these chumim that intersect or that meet each other. That is considered the continuous mechitza, continuous tchum, and that's not what Rabbi said. So Rabbi Rachana l'Abaye. So Rabbi Rachana says to Abaye, umid Rabbi Lezer kamosaft le lamar. But you're asking this question on Rabbah from Rabbi Lezer. But Rabbi Lezer is the Yochid in that Mishnah. That Mishnah also has the Shita, the Chachamim, who say that even if he leaves one Amma, he can't go back in. Meaning he doesn't have this intersecting, overlapping, or meeting Tchumim. So why are you asking on Rabbah from Rabbi Lezer? Rabbah will hold like the Chachamim in that Mishnah. What's the problem? So he says, Amr Leh, Abai says back to him, in, yes, I am asking from Rabbi Lezer, because the Shamin Li Minei Demar, because I actually heard from Rabbah, the Adkan Lo Pligi Rabbanu Leh, the Rabbi Lezer, El Lul Barashus. The only time the Chachamim in that Mishnah arguing Rabbi Lezer is when the person purposely left the Tchum for Dvar Shus, but not for mitzvah purposes. There, the Chachamim say he can't go back in. Maybe some sort of knas. But Aval Dvar Mitzvah Modulei. But he left for a Dvar Mitzvah. They agree that he can go back in. If he's 2 amas away from the city, he can go back in. That these Tchumim are now, these Tchumim overlap. So you see that they overlap. So I have a kasha on Rabbah. I don't have the answer. What the Gemara believes is a tzarchin, I guess, on Rabbah, as to why he does not hold that the Tchumim can overlap. Okay. Next. The Mishnah had mentioned, the last line of the Mishnah said, the Chol Hayotzim Lahatzil Chozim L'Mkoman. Whoever leaves the Tchum in order to go save somebody, right, they can return. So the Gemara is going to ask right away, it seems to be a contradiction in the Mishnah. Because the first part of the Mishnah said, whoever left Berishus, right, they get wherever they are, they have 2,000 Amas. They can, wherever they left the Tchum, they can go back wherever they are, 2,000 Amas. Here it seems to indicate if you left for the mitzvah of saving somebody, you can come all the way back into the city. So Gemara says, Bafila Tshuva, even more than 2,000 Amas, right? Baha'amar Resha, didn't we say in the beginning of the Mishnah, Alpayim Amma Vesulo? We said in the Resha that someone who goes out of the Tchum with Rishus Chachamim, he has, wherever he ends up, he has 2,000 Amas from that spot. And this last part of the Mishnah seems to indicate that he can go all the way back. Chozim l'makomon, he can go back. Right, Rashi says, V'afilu tuva, yosim arba alafim, which probably means 2,000 on each side, bitmiya, v'hamarta resha, hechad lo mivla'an, overlap. There's no overlapping, they can only go 2,000 amos. So, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, shechozim b'chle zayin l'makomon. What are we talking about in the Seifa? The Seifa is talking, not that he can go back, not talking about distance, the Seifa is talking about sort of another Hilchos Shabbos issue. They went out to battle with their bow and arrow and everything, and they went out. Now, if they're within 2,000 amos, the Mishnah is telling us they can come back with their armor. They can come back with their ammunition. They don't have to leave it there and drop it on the spot. Right? Rashi says, "Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, lo tema afilu tuva." Don't say they can go back more. The lo shari yos el alpayim. They only have 2,000 amos. But Aslash Ma'unim, when it's come to teach us, the Chrozim Michle Zayin, they can come back with their weapons. The Lo Amrina, and we don't say, came in the nice Nasim Maisa, that since they already did what they needed to do, Yashlichu Chazayim Elei, Velo Yichalu Shabbos Chazarazon. And they should just leave the weapons there, and they shouldn't carry them back, because then you have a carrying issue now. So the time of first will come on. We'll see with the reason in a moment. The Gemara says, my Kusha, why do you have to say that that's the answer? Just say, Dilma Lahatch Yoshani. You can make a difference between the Resha and the Seifa by saying the Resha is dealing one case, the Seifa is dealing a different case. What's that? What would that be? Rashi says, Dilma Lahatzol Shani. Umisha Yatsev Rishus Demasnizin, Ika Lu'ukme Ve'edus HaChodesh B'chachma Abayel Leled. Say the Resha is talking about a case where someone's doing a mitzvah, but it's not to save people. It's a guy who's going for Edus HaChodesh, or it's a midwife who's going to give birth. I don't know why that's not saving somebody. But it's a different case. Those people have 2,000 amas from wherever they are. But the second part of the Mishnah is talking about the case of soldiers who are going to save Klal Yisrael from enemies. We have to worry that maybe they're going to chase after them. If they give chase, no matter where they are, they can go back into the city. So why do you have to say that? You say that they're dealing with different cases. So the Gemara says, Ella, Ikasha, if you can have a Kasha, Hakasha. We can say that there's going to seem to be a stira with another Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah appears in Rosh Hashanah, Dachav Gimel Amibes, which said that they were talking about the people who came Chutzot Chum on Shabbos in order to give testimony for the Chiddush HaLavana. So they saw a new moon, they're coming on Shabbos. So Barishona, originally, before Atakana, Lo Hayu Zazin Misham, they could not leave the area, Kol Hayom Kulo. They're sort of in a holding pen, or the 2,000 hours in this holding pen. Because they came Chutzot Chum, they come in, and they couldn't go anywhere. Rashi says, Lo Hayu Zazin Misham, we're talking about people who came from outside of the Chum to give testimony about the new moon. Lo hayu zazin, why? They couldn't move. Whoever leaves Chutz Chum only has 4 amos. They came in, they had to go to a certain spot to give testimony. They couldn't leave that area. Basically.
Because to get there.
Correct. And then they accomplished their goal. They gave the testimony, and now they're done. They're traveling the extra time because they have a mitzvah to give testimony about the Eidus HaChodesh. Once they gave it at the spot, then they're done. They can't their tchum. That was what Barishona. But that's a problem, though. Now people don't want to people are not going to want to come give testimony if they're kind of stuck the rest of Shabbos. So Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Azokin, said Sheyesh Lahen Al Payim Amal Choruah. No, if they want to come, they can get 2,000 amos in every wherever they end up. They can get 2,000 amos in any direction. Right below Elabul Bad Amr, not only the people who come to give testimony that they have 2,000 amos to choruach, Ella Afilu Chachma Habal Lele. So a midwife who's coming to give to help someone give birth, she also gets 2,000 amos. The Habal Lahatzim Min Hagayas. Here's a problem. And the soldiers who come to save you from the enemies, they're only getting 2,000 amos. Well, that's going to be the stira with we just established in our mission was talking about soldiers who can come back. Right. Right, Lachim in Agayas, Umin Anar, someone's coming running away from a flood, Umin Amapolis, from an avalanche, Umin Adelaika, from a fire, Hare Hinka Ansheir, they are like the city people, the city folk, right? They can go anywhere, they establish Svisa now in the city. They go anywhere within the city, the Yeshlam Apayim Amal Choruach. And I guess from the border of the city, they have 2,000 Amas. So you have Mar says, Basulo, and they can't go any further. Vaha Amar, didn't we say in our Mishnah, they can go more. We said the same for our mission is talking about a case where they were able to go more than 2,000 amos because you're afraid that the enemies are going to chase them back. And Rabbi Gamliel's takana seem to indicate they only get 2,000 amos. So I'm a Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Rabs, right? No, our Mishnah is not saying that they can come back more than 2,000 amos. Rather, our Mishnah is talking about the Klei Zion. They can come back with their weapons. And if they're standing, within 2,000 amos from the city, after the battle's over, after their need is finished, they can come back with their Klei Zion, but they don't have to leave them in the spot. But they can't. They don't have more than 2,000 amos. So Kidasanya.
Well, they traveled 8,000 amos away from the city.
They have 2,000 amos from where they are.
Nowhere.
And they can come. Well, let's say there's somebody else. There's someplace else where there could be 2,000 amos.
What are they accomplishing?
They accomplished now that let's say there is a place where they can go within 2,000 amos. They go that 2,000 amos and they take their weapons with them.
Yeah, but let's say there isn't.
So then there isn't. Doesn't help in that situation, but it can help in other situations. And it does help because they can go anywhere they want with their weapons. They're not stuck. No, they're not. They have 2,000 amos.
Yeah, but if they go 10,000 amos into no man's land,
okay,
then they come back 2,000 amos into no man's land, they're still stuck.
In that situation, they can only go 2,000 amos, and they will only, wherever the 2,000 amos takes them, that's where it takes it. Kidasanya, like we learned in a Brisa. Excuse me. Barishona, originally, before the Takana, Hayu, Menichin, Klei Zayin, Bebayis, Hasamach, Lachoma. Before this takana, they only had dalat amos. So what they would do, they weren't able to carry their weapons back. So the battle was over. The need seemed to be over. They just put their weapons down and go. Pamacha. So one time after they come back from the war and they're leaving their weapons there, he kiru b'hen oivim v'rodzvu achareihem. The enemies recognize that these guys are now without weapons and they start chasing after them. So v'nichlasu lito klei zayinon. They ran into the house to get the weapons. And the enemies came after them. In the crush of people, they get the weapons, they killed more each other, they trampled more people than the enemies themselves killed. So, reminds you, what was the Gemara in Shabbos with the sandal hamasuma, right? That they made the nakana with the sandal hamasuma, the people trampled with the nail on the bottom of the. They're not allowed to wear that in Shabbos. Same story. Right, so at that moment, they made takana that they can go back wherever, however far they can go back with their weapons, so they don't leave their weapons in the field. Hey, Rav Nachman is now going
to
give a different.
Go back to the original places.
They can go back 2,000 amos.
No, at the end.
But we just established that lechozon lemkomo meant 2,000 amos.
Go back to the original place. After the whole fiasco, then they say they can go back as far as they want.
No, the problem was that they weren't allowed to go with their weapons. So they made the takana that they could carry with their weapons. But we said that the whole kasha was it's a stira. One place says it go 2,000 amos. One says you can go as much as you want. We say no, going as much as you want meant you can take the clay zayin within the 2,000 amos. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, he says no, lo kasha. There's no kasha between stira between the mishnayos and between our mishnah and the mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Khan, the mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, which seems to indicate that you can only go back 2,000 amos and no more. That shenitzchu yisraelus umos olam. That's when we win the battle. You don't have to worry about them chasing after us. So you get 2,000 amos. But Khan, our Mishnah, which permitted you to go back, which seems to indicate, like you're saying, you go back more than 2,000 amos, that's talking about a case where shenitzru umos ha'olam es atzva, which is lashon sagi nahar, which means that we lost the battle. You lost the battle. So now you gotta run. You're in retreat. If you're in full retreat, you can go back to the safety of the city no matter how far it is. Right? Because you used to fight in the open fields, and you run back into the walled city, so you can go and run back in. Okay, so now we're going to bring a few more halachos regarding war, which I don't know how that works, but Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav.
This way we
conclude
right now,
I
don't know if we concluded it, how about
Hatzalah
people?
Well, Rav Moshe brings this down, it's a big machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rosh Shlomo Zalman about whether or not they can come back.
Right, but based on this now, it says we'll only go back 2,000.
Right. So it seems to be Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to say that that's the case. Rav Moshe uses this, there's a tosos on yesterday's daf, right, on the Nalam Beis, he's Kol HaYotzin, who says Hadlo Choshele beperakam of the Beitza Gabi Hanak Gimel Deitirus Sofa Mishum Tchilason Zeh Eni Chudish. So it seems according to Tosos that we're learning over here that the whole idea is a case of Hitirus Sofa Mishum Tchilason. So Hatzalah also, if you don't let them come back, listen. If there's only one Hatzalah member in the neighborhood, it's a small Hatzalah, then there's no problem. He has to come back because it's part of the Pikuach Nefesh. But here in Flatbush, maybe there are other people, and he would stay. So Moshe says Tchilus. So the problem also over here is Moshe, the case of the Hatzalah people coming back. They're going to be over a Doraisa. If you drive in the car and things like that, it'll be over a Doraisa. We're talking over here is Tchum. Tchum is a Durabana. So Shlomo Zalman says also, even if you're going to use our riot.
And carrying it.
What?
Carrying their stuff.
Carrying right, so the Klei Zayin also, right? Carrying the stuff back. That would be a Doraisa. So, I mean, there's tension in the Sugya. How to go. So that's why you have a machlokas between Rav Moshe and Shlomo Zalman. Right.
So
they have to pass, I think, but yeah, we hold the Rav Moshe's passings, yeah.
Correct. And the reason is why, because
people wouldn't be willing to go if they couldn't come back. What? Right. Well, that's
back, but that reason is valid.
It's not valid here. You have like six, seven ambulances. You don't necessarily need it. Maybe they do. I don't know. Maybe they do. They all rely on, I believe they rely on Rav Moshe to allow people to come back.
You want to discuss that?
Not here. That's what Tosis points out. How come they don't discuss it here? They only discuss it in Beitza on Daf Yud Aleph. Why isn't this included? So Tosis says because it's never pushed.
Yeah,
they don't come back.
If I go to the hospital on
Shabbos, I
don't come back. If I, it's 2 hours before, an hour before,
I don't come back. They're just there. It's because you want the quiet. Self-serving, but that's not. To be honest. Okay. So, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Nachrim shetzaru al ayaros Yisrael, ein yotzim alem ichli zaynon, ein if the goyim lay siege to a city, you don't go out with your weapons, and we're not mechal Shabbos to defend the city. Okay? The Tanya Hama Hachi, the Bryce that says the same thing, Nachum Shetzaru, exact same quote. So the Medvar Memoriam, now we're going to qualify the statement. When is it said, Kishabo al Iske Mamon? When they're just coming to take money. There's no Pekoch Nefesh here, they just come to take money, so then we don't defend our mechal Shabbos. But Kishabo al Iske Mamon, sorry, Ababo al Iske to wage battle, then Yotzin Alei Mechli Zayin, double parsha, then it's, all right. Yotzin Alei Mechli Zayin, Machalim Nasa Shabbos. But the Gemara says again, Ubi'ir HaSmucha L'Svar, but a border towns are very, very important, because that just opens up the whole way. Ubi'ir HaSmucha L'Svar, or Afil Lo Bo'al Iske Nefashos El Al Iske Tevin V'Kash, even there's coming just to take food from the silos. Yotzin Alei Mechli Zayin, and Machalim Nasa Shabbos, you can go battle against them on Shabbos, because we have to be Choshesh, that if the Goyim then take over the city on the border, then it's the whole frontier is open to them, and that's pretty dangerous to take to go across. Nagos Hashri, it brings down the name of the Or Zarua, he quotes Ubisman Hazeh, in Bo'u Sholim al Iske Mamon, Yotzim Aleim Yichli Zayin, Mechalim Es HaShabbos, that you can go, even if it's coming for money. I guess he was talking about the times in Europe, Bisman Azev, by the Vilsha Shri, must be in medieval Europe, that even if they're coming for, it's almost like a Baba Machteris. If they're coming to take your, they're coming to take your food, they're gonna come take your life as well.
They come
to take you away. They're coming. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef Bar Minyume, Amar Rav Nachman, Ubavel, Ir Hasmucha Svartamya. Bavel, I guess there's a city in Bavel that has a border city, Vitagumon Naharda. Naharda is on the border, I guess Naharda is the open, Rashi says, Shaisa Smuchal and Nachrim Mitzad Echad, Ula Yarosha Yoshim Ben Golem Mitzad Cheni. Naharda was the border town. On one side of Naharda was the Goyim. On the other side of Naharda were all the Jewish settlements. So if they came to attack Naharda, you could defend it. Darish Rav Dostai Mimin Biri. Rav Dostai from the city of Biri made the following drasha. My Dixiv is a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. Right? So David is asking whether or not he should go battle the Plishtim at a certain time. He says, Vayagidu LeDavid Lemor. It's told to David. Hine Plishtim Nilchamim B'Ki'ilah. The Plishtim are fighting and they're waging battle in Ki'ilah. They have a shosim es hagranos, and they're basically taking all the food from the granaries, from the silos. So Tana, and we learn in the Braisa that Ki'ila ir hasmuchel esfar haisa. Ki'ila was the border town between the Plishtim and Eretz Yisrael. The heim lo bo el al iske tem vikash. They only came to get the food. The ksiv, because the pasuk says heim shosim es hagranos. That's what they're taking. They're laying waste to take the food. Uksiv, and it says afterwards. By Yishal David Bashem Lemor, and David asked Hashem, Ha'elech v'kesi b'plishtim ha'ela, can I go fight the plishtim? By Yom Hashem al David, lech v'kisa b'plishtim, b'oshata es k'ila. He goes, yeah. He asked the Urim v'Turim, and the Urim v'Turim said, go fight them. I don't know where it says that this is on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, well, what's the shaila here? Ilema ishari i'asar, if David's asking whether it's mutter or not to go fight the battle with them, so why is he asking the Urim v'Turim? Why is he asking Hashem? The basin of Shmuel HaRam is there. Halachic Shailas, you go ask the Beis Din. Right, Rashi says, Hare Shmuel Beis Din Kayam Umidi the Isser Veheter. The Isser Veheter Lo Marshal Ur Betumim. You don't ask the Ur Betumim whether the pot is kosher or not. You don't ask the Isser Veheter. You ask whether it was successful or not. That you ask the Ur Betumim. But to ask a Halachic Shailas, you go to the Beis Din. So Gemara says, Ela I Mitzlach or Lo Mitzlach. He asked the Urim Tumim whether he was going to be successful or not. So Dekanami, you should see that as well. Dixiv, Lech v'kisa b'plishtim, v'oshata es haklia, go hit the plishtim and you will be successful. So Shemami know that was the question. The Tosos asked, well then, wait a second. If he's asking, how do you know this is on Shabbos then? All the question was, well, the question wasn't whether he's allowed to or not. The question was whether he'd be successful. So maybe this was on Tuesday. He wasn't asking whether he was permitted to go. Tosos says, Im Tomar, Im Kain, Hecha Darish Rav Dostai, Nemachan Alav Asha Shabbos. Maybe it was during the week. So im yishum demesakele, if maybe because it was a suffix, tiksiv ayishal David, hamaskinan imatzach ilo mitzlach. That suffix was not whether he was permitted to go. He wanted to know, wanted comfort whether he'd be successful or not. So v'yesh lomar demucha milsa. It's a proof from what happened here. Midika amar nilchama v'keila, the karile milchama. So he's fighting him in keila, which so it's definitely a war. Umasar David nafshi aleya. David now is going to be moser nefesh. So if he's going to be moser nefesh, even though they're only coming for monetary purposes, because on Shabbos you can be Moser Nefesh, right? Kuach Nefesh on Shabbos. So since it's now considered for Kuach Nefesh, he's permitted to go and fight this battle, even though they're only going to fight for economic purposes, that's still permitted to be for Kuach Nefesh, they'll be permitted on Shabbos. A little bit of a stretch, but how to get to it, but that's how he proves that you can fight for.
You can't. You don't have to. So that's why he asked. If you're not
going to
be successful, then he said, okay, maybe we'll just...
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, he asked, once you have permission, then you can do that. No, you have to, right?
I think the halacha is he's allowed to.
He's allowed to.
You're saying, okay, so let me see. Am I going to be successful?
Because I won't be...
What if Hashem said
right.
No?
That big child, though, because every time you go to battle, though, it's because of that. You're not going to go to war and no one's going to get hurt or not. But you're right. Okay, next Mishnah. Mishnah talking about a person who establishes his shvisa outside of the city, but within 2,000 amos of the city. But he didn't know that he was close to the city. All right, so Misha Yosha Baderech, guy's on the road on Erev Shabbos, close to Shkiyas Hachama. He doesn't know that he's within the Tchum of the city. Therefore, he didn't have Kavana to be Kona Shvisa in the city. Rather, he has Kavana to be Kona Shvisa right where he is. So he has 2,000 amos in any direction of where he is. V'amar, and after Chashecha, he gets up and he sees, V'ra, Harehu Samach Lir. He's right next to the city. He's within the Tchum of the city. So a hoy of a low heisa kavana so lechach, but since he didn't have kavana to be kona shvisa in the city, lo yikonis, he can't go in. What does it mean lo yikonis? Meaning he doesn't go in to be a member of the city. He could go into the city, any part that was in his 2,000 amos, but he doesn't get the entire city. He's not considered a ben-ir. Divrei Rabbi Meir, those are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer yikonis. Rabbi Yehuda says he can go in, right? Rashi says lo yikonis le'ir, lo yoska anshe ir. He can go into the city up to 2,000 Amos. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he becomes a member of the city, and he has 2,000 Amos all over from the city. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Zariah, Maisev, Ahayav, and Nichlas Rabbi Tarfon, Volumus Kavain. Rabbi Tarfon didn't have Kavanah to come into the city. He was outside the city beforehand, and he came into the city. They're on Shabbos. So Tanya, now we're going to explain what that Maisev was. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisev, Rabbi Tarfon, Shayim, Ahalas, Baderech. Rabbi Tarfon was on the way. V'chashkalo, it became dark for him. V'lon chutz le'ir, and he set up camp outside of the city. L'shachris, in the morning, mitza'u roi bakar, these bunch of shepherds found him. I'm not sure if they were actually shepherding on Shabbos, because that could be a problem. But these shepherds found him outside the city. Amrlo, they said to him, Rebbe, Master, harei ir lefanecha. The city's right here. It's within Yitrum. Why are you staying out here? Go into the city. He kanes. So Nichnas to Yashav Beis Hamedrash V'Darsh Kol Yom Kulo. So Ritapram went in. He went to the shul, scholar in residence, and he darshan the entire day. He gave drushes the whole day in the city. So you see, from here you can walk in, become part of the city. So Amr Lo, so I said back to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not a raya, Misham raya, Shem Belibo Haisa. Maybe he had kavana. It doesn't say he didn't have kavana to go to the city. He just set up camp. Maybe he had kavana, or even more practical, oh Beis Hamedrash Muvla Besot Chumahaya. Even if he didn't have kavana, he has 2,000 hours from the spot. The Beis Medrash was in the 2,000 Amos, so it was able to darshan. There's no Raya here that it becomes a part of the city. Okay?
You can do that. You can be at place A and say, I want to make my
Chumash. If you're within the Tchum. Yeah. If you're in the Tchum. If you're in the 2,000 Amos of that place. Because then you're within, if you're in the Tchum, you're part of that area. You can say, I'm Chumash Shvisa there.
And then if it's in the city, then you have the whole town.
And if you're in the city, then you have the entire area. So if you're stuck on the Rockaway Turnpike, maybe you can... I don't know where the Tchum ends.
So
what? For Darbanan. Okay. The next Mishnah is talking about a person who fell asleep on Erev Shabbos, and he had no kavana to make a shvisa at all. He fell asleep. He had to have kavana to make a shvisa. So what happens? Misha Yashom Aderech, a guy is sleeping on the road on Erev Shabbos, v'lo yodo shechashecha, he doesn't know that Shkia came. Yesh lo alpayim amalecho ruach, divi Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says, you don't have to have kavana, you're kone, shvisa, where you are, automatically. He now has 2,000 amos all around him, in any direction. The Chacham Omrim, the Chacham say, no, you weren't Kona Shvisa, Ein Lo El Arba Amos. He's stuck. You have to make an affirmative Kniya Shvisa, and he didn't. So he has, or do we do that? I mean, we're in the city, so maybe we don't have to. But you have to make a Kona Shvisa, he didn't, he only has Dalet Amos. Rabbi Lezer Omer, and this is what we saw before, but who be Emsa on? Rabbi Lezer says, the Dalet Amos that he has, he's in the middle. Meaning he can't go 4 Amos east, 4 Amos left. He can't. Basically, he can only go 2 Amos in either direction. Because you assume as 2 Amos. He gets 2 Amos in each direction because he's considered part of the Dalet Amos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer le'ezer ruch shayur tzi yelech. He can go anywhere he wants. He doesn't have to. He's not considered part of the middle. He goes Dalet Amos in any direction. Umodi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda agrees. She'en birulo she'en yochel aserbo. If he chooses a side to begin with, right, he can't go to the other side. I guess he only has 4 amos. If he chooses 4 amos to the east, he can't go 4 amos to the west. Okay, tomorrow we'll talk about that later. Hayu shnayim. Let's say mitzvah amos of shalzeh besoch amos of shalzeh. These two people who have dalet amos and they overlap, right? Because I view it as a Venn diagram. They overlap 2 amos. They overlap 2 amos. So then mevi'in va'ochlim be'emtzah. Each person can bring their food into this middle 2 amos. And they can eat. At least they can have a joint meal together. And they can eat. But let's say it's me and you. So we can meet together. I can't take the food that you brought in from outside, from the 2 arms that I don't have access to. Now you brought it into the middle. That I can't bring it to me. I can't bring it to my side. Let's say you have 3 people who are eating together. So the middle guy, his 4 amos overlap 2 amos on either side of the outer people. So, but the 2 outer people, their dalet amos don't overlap at all. So Hayushlosha, that I'm sorry, Muvla B'neihem, and the middle guy is included in between all of them. Hu Mutar Imahen, he can eat with either of them in the joint area. The Hey Mutar Imo, they can each eat with him in the area that they share. But Ushnayim Hachitzonim Masrim Zemzeh. But the 2 people on the outside, they can't eat together because you can't. I can't. You're more than 4 amos away from me. You bring your food in, I can't partake in it. So they're stuck. So I'm Rabbi Shimon, Lamad Davar Domer. What is this similar to? I'm not sure why we need a comparison. We're pretty clear about the cases. But he says Lamad Davar Domer, L'sholach Chatzeros Hapsucha Zolazo. So you have three Chatzeros. Then on one side, there's an opening between the first to the second, and between the second to the third. Upsuchos L'shus Harabim, and they're all open to L'shus Harabim. So Eruvu Shtayim Imam Zois, the two outer ones make an Eruv Chatzeros with the middle one, but they don't make it with each other. So right, so shtayim imam sois he muteris imahen v'hem itaros imah u'shtayim achetzonos asaros itzomzu. The middle guy, the people in the middle chatzer can carry in all three chatzeros. The people in the outer chatzer can carry in their chatzer and the middle chatzer, but the outer chatzeros can't carry from theirs all the way to the other side because weren't mishtate from the eruv. It's sort of obvious, but okay.
According to Menachem Menuri, wouldn't be an issue in all these cases because he has the idea.
No, but Menachem Menuri can still have a scenario where you only get dalet amos. Ksera and Snare could be, well, let's say you left the Tchum B'mezid, and you went more than 2 amos, even according to Rabbi Lezer. So you left the Tchum B'mezid, now you're stuck and you have dalet amos. That would apply there. He's only talking about a case where you didn't have Machshava before Shabbos, what you get. So the Gemara is going to say, Bai Rava, Maika Savar of Yochum Menuri. What is the Svar of Yochum Menuri who says that if you don't have Kavana, you can still get, 2,000 amos? So he said, the Gemara says, Mizbar Kasavar, does he hold Chafzei Hefka Konon Shvisa Udin Hevlifma B'Kalim? Does he say that Kalim also have 2,000 amos? They also have a Konon Shvisa. So what happens if you have Kalim that are Hefka? Right? No one owns them. So where's their Makom Shvisa? If you say that Chafzei Hefka Konon Shvisa, that means you see these things, you can carry them 2,000 amos around. I don't know how you can carry them if you're outside the, you don't have the...
Yontif.
Oh, Yontif. Right. So it's Yontif. Exactly. So it's Yontif. They have 2,000 amos, or do you say that Hefker do not konish shvisa and they only have dalet amos? So Rashi says, look at Rashi by the Gemara. He says, Kalim chetzei hefker, kalim she'ein lahem bailim, v'chashecha lahem b'makom echad. Af agav shonis kavan lehen adam laknosin shvisa, even though no one has kavana to be konish shvisa for those kalim, konish shvisa b'mkomon. They have the corner right there. V'ein adam yochal l'talpa misham yosem yapayim l'choruach v'pil yiv l'tzad echad. Let's say a person makes an Erev Tchumen. So he has 4,000 amos to go west. And these Kalim are smack, are 1,999 amos away. So they get 2,000 amos every place. This guy, he can pick it up, but he can't take it to the end of his Tchum now. Because they were Kona Shvisa, only have 2,000 amos. And that not that they don't have any Shvisa. If they didn't have any Shvisa, then I could pick them up and take them anywhere I want in my Tchum. No, but the Kalim themselves get their own Shvisa. Does he hold that? And if he holds that, that means that people are like, If Kalim can be Kona Shvisa without Kavana, so people can be Kona Shvisa without Kavana, and they would have 2,000 amos. Right, so he says, let's read it again. So Mizrach HaSavar, Chavtzei Hefker, Kona Shvisa, Ubadin Ho Liflo B'Kalim, and Enoch Hanami, the Machloka should have been by Kalim as well, V'hadim Miflagi B'Av, showing the Machloka scene, Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri Nechamim, by a person, Lo'diacha Kochan de-Rabbanon, to show you the power, the strength of Rabbanon's Shita, the Apagav, the Ikal and Meymar, Ho'il B'Neyer, Kana, Yoshin Nami Kana. An individual is awake with Kodesh Shvisa. So an individual is sleeping with Kodesh Shvisa also. Kamash Malan Delo. That no, you have to actually, even if you're dealing with a person or entity that could have had Kavana, he's not Kodesh Shvisa unless he has Kavana. So Kol Shekain by Kalim. Is that what Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri holds? O Dilma, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri holds, Kasar Yochanan Ben Nuri, Ba'alma Chetze Hefker ain't Kodesh Shvisa. Maybe Kalim are not Kodesh Shvisa, but a person is different. By a person who's sleeping, since if he was awake, he would be Kona Shvisa, so too if he was sleeping, he can be Kona Shvisa, but it has nothing to do with Chefse Kalim Hefker. So I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Tashma, I'll bring you a Raya. Right, they're going to try to prove that Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri holds that Chefse Hefker Kona Shvisa. What's the Raya? Gishamim Sheyardu Me'erev Yontif. Right, so you have rain that fell on Erev Yontif. And no one, I guess the rainwater is very crucial. No one gathered them, no one collected them before Yontif. Right? Deal with that.
Shamashiel of Erev Yontif. According to this, though, like Kalim, if you find Kalim within the Tchum of the city, then you can move Kalim up to the city.
Well, if they're in the city, then
no, beyond this, within the Tchum of the city, like outside the city, but less than 2,000 amos, then it wouldn't be an issue because you don't have to be conscious.
If you're in the Tchum of the city, then you're part of the city, yes. And then they get to the Tchum of, they become a resident of the city. Whatever the resident Tchum is, that's what their Tchum is.
Okay, so finally, Kaylee,
1,000 amos.
Away from the city.
Okay.
You can move the keli.
Another 1,000 amos. Yes.
Or back to the city, no problem.
Right.
It's only outside we have
to. Right. But you can't move it more than 1,000 amos. Because the case would be, if you say that it's Konish Visa, so it's 1,000 amos outside the city. Let's say I made an Eir Tchumim 2,000 amos outside the city. I can only bring that kli 1,000 amos. I can't take that kli as all the way to where my Tchumim ends. Because the kli itself was Konish Visa.
But we're saying that kli may not be Konish
Visa.
Let's say it doesn't.
According to the Rabbanan, it's not. So according to the Rabbanan, what that would mean is that the kli is 1,000 amos away. I have my Tchumim is now 4,000 amos because I made an Eir Tchumim there. I can pick up that kli and take it all the way with me to the end of my Tchumim. No, it's not. If it's not Konish Visa, then it's what you're when you pick it up, it gets identified with you. Does it have a self identity? Is it identified with you? Rabbi Yochanan says it has a self identity. We'll try to prove that. Rabbi Yochanan says no, it doesn't have an identity. It's not Konish Visa.
If the person's not Konish Visa, you can't travel more than Dalam.
Right, but this, but the kli, because you can pick it up and you can take it if it comes subsumed by you. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Tashma, Gishamish Yodim Erev Yontif Yeshna Mapayim Am Lecho Ruach. Rain falls in Erev Yontif. It has 2,000 amos all around. Biyontif Harehen Kiragli Kol Adam. But on Yontif, it's like whoever finds them, whoever picks them up, it's within their tchum. Whoever gets them. But if they fell in, if a person grabs them, he can't take them outside their tchum. So Iyamar Bishlama, if you say Kasav Rav Yochanan Menuri Chatzeh Hefer Konish Shvisa Hamani, that's Rav Yochanan Menuri. That's why they Konish Shvisa. You only Konish Shvisa when a Ben Shmos is on the Erev. So it's Konish Shvisa on Erev Yontif, it gets 2,000 amos. El Iyamar Chatzeh Hefer ain't Konish Shvisa, but they're not Konish Shvisa Hamani. So who is this Mishnah, this Brisa going like? Below Rabbi Yochanan, below Rabbanan. It's not going like anybody. Because if he doesn't hold, this Brisa is clearly talking that Chatzeh Hefker Kol Mishvisa. If Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that, then who's the Tana of this Brisa? So Yosef Abaye, because that seems to be a Raya. But the Gemara tries to reject that Raya. Yosef Abaye, because Amalei Lahayshmaita, Abaye was sitting and he said this Shmua, Amalei Rav Safra Abaye. So Rav Safra says to Abaye, Vidilma, maybe we're talking about Yishavim Hasmuchim Meir Askinan. Talking about rain that fell right by the city, right? The Anshi Osair Daita Malayu. So people have das to be kona that rainwater. Therefore, they're kona shvisa with the makam of the people, right? The Erev Yontif it fell. The people have das on it. So it's as if they gathered, I guess, before Yontif, and they get now. That's why they're kona shvisa over there. But you don't have any right that they're kona shvisa or not. They're kona shvisa over here, I think, because the people have kavan on it. No rush from that. So Amr Lay, so Abai says the Rav Safra Lo Sakla Daitach. You cannot say that the reason why these things get off, this rainwater gets 2,000 amas is because of the das of the Anshe'ir. It must be because the Chepzei Hefker Kol Mishvisa. Because I'm going to bring you now a stira between a Mishnah and a Braisa. And from that stira, you're going to prove that Chepzei Hefker are Kone. Because the Mishnah and the Braisa are going to be mutually exclusive shitos, and you're going to have to assign a shita to one or the other. And if you don't have a Yochanan ben Nuri, you have no one to assign the other, the conflicting brisa to. This none. The following mishnah is in Beitza, Daf Lamed Tes. Bor shel yochid kiragle yochid. So you have a cistern or a pit where the water is for an individual's. That's kiragle yochid. That gets the same rules as the individual. So if a person takes from it on Shabbos, he can't take it anywhere. That he can only bring it to where the balabor can bring it. He can only bring it the tchum of the balabor can bring it. There shall osair a public water pit kiragli osair. You can take it in the entire city and 2,000 amos around. It gets the tchum of the city. Shall ole bavel the I guess there was water left on the roads for the people where they were going up to Eretz Yisrael. That's kiragli hamalei. Whoever put it in first. The water gets the tchum of that individual. So, right. So you see from here that...
One
and three is an individual's, I guess, in his private property. Three is... It's public. You have to have... First one, you probably need permission to take it. Second one, anyone can grab it. Fine. So what do you see from this Mishnah? Right, so they get 2,000 amos. So from the Mishnah, you see that Chavsei Hefker are not Konish Visa because it takes on the identity of either the person, the owner, or it takes on the identity of the people, the person who put it there. It doesn't have its own identity as being a place with something that can be Konish Visa. But Tanya, we have another Bryce that says, Borshel Shvatim, Rosh HaSvatim is the same thing as number three. Rosh HaSvatim means just this public things on the road. Yesh lehen alpayim am l'chol ruach. The water in there is 2,000 amas. I mean, it's konish visa. Right? So kash na hadadi. Give it kasha one to the other. The Mishnah seems to indicate that it gets the identity of the person who put it in. It's the Brisa indicates that it gets its own, it's more malkum shvisa, it gets 2,000 amos. So kashna adadi, el lash mami no harab yochum anuri, harab anon. The Brisa is going to Rav Yochum anuri, who says that chefse hefker are konish shvisa, and the Mishnah is going like Rabbanon, who say chefse hefker are not konish shvisa. Okay? He asa likamei de Rav Yosef. So when Abai comes to Rav Yosef, amr le, Abai says to Rav Yosef, haki ka amr Rav Safra, vahaki adrile. He asked you the kasha, and that's your answer you gave him. Why do you have to give him that answer? You can prove from the original brisa that we try to prove that Rav Yochum ben Nuri holds that hefke hefker kol nishvisa. From that brisa itself, you can prove that he holds that. Why? Because of amai lo temeli migufa. Why didn't you answer straight from there? The isak adaytach b'kshami masmuch le'iraskinon. The Mishnah said they said that maybe that reason why they get 2,000 amos is because it's close to the city and the people have kavana on it. So if that would be the case, hi yesh lo. Why does it say it has 2,000 amos all around? If the water is getting the identity of the people in the city, then it shouldn't say that the water has 2,000 amos all around. Then the water becomes assumed with the people. So whatever they have, the water has. By specifically stating that the water only has 2,000 amos, that's clear that the water has its own shvisa. Otherwise, it wouldn't have said that specific number. It would have said, because the people have kavana, it gets the same rules as the people in the city. It didn't say that. It says it gets 2,000 amos. Okay. So Amar Mar, learning the brisa, be yontov, harehen karagli kol adam. We had the brisa before that said that if rain falls on yontov, it's karagli kol, be on yontov, harehen karagli kol adam. Whoever picks it up, right, the water can travel as far as those people can travel because the water was not konish shvisa on Erev Yontif, so therefore it gets subsumed in the status of the individuals. The Gemara asks, Amai, why is the din of this rain like the ragle kol adam liknei shvisa ba'okianus? The water should have been assuming the water was in the ocean or in the body of water before Shabbos, and then on Shabbos got picked up, whatever it is, and then it drops it down. So he says, v'liknei shvisa ba'okianus. They should be konish shvisa ben hashmasos when it was still in the sea, because the rainwater comes from the sea, and after they were konish shvisa, then they left their tchum. How can you carry them at all? You can only have dalet amos, because now this would be water that left the tchum. It should only have dalet amos. All right, Rashi says, liknei shvisa v'okianos sheshapsu sham emesh. That's where they had shvisa yesterday. V'hayom sha'avum ha'avim, and today the clouds picked them up. V'arei yotzu l'chutzat tchum, so they left their tchum. They him lehen el arba amos. First, I don't know how you can prove it. Let's
come. Nobody asked this question. You throw me out.
I would never throw you out. I don't have the authority to do that.
Give me a look.
I don't have the authority to do something like that. By my lik neighbor shvisa mokianos. So the Gemara says, lema. Maybe you can say that this brisa is the low kirabi lezer. This brisa does not go according to shvisa rabbi lezer. The ik rabbi lezer, because if it's rabbi lezer who holds in Gemara Tainus. He says that all the water comes from the same spot, so that would be a problem. Because he would say the Kodesh Fisa Okeanos. But if you don't hold like Rabbi Lezer, right, Rashi says, Dilma Hanach, or doesn't Rashi, doesn't say. He says that maybe this water doesn't come from there. Maybe it wasn't Kodesh Fisa. I'm not exactly sure. So Amar Rav Yitzchak, Hacha, Ba'avmshin is Kashru, Merav Yontav Askinan. We're dealing with clouds that gathered before Yontav. So we know for a fact that the water was in the clouds. And therefore, it wasn't Konish Shvisa Belkianos B'Erev Yontif. We saw
Konish Shvisa in the
clouds. Yes, tomorrow we'll talk about tomorrow. Okay. We'll stop here. Menachem will pick up with this. Pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow's first going to ask, maybe it's different clouds. And they say, there's Simonim in the clouds. I'm saying, maybe it was Konish Shvisa in the clouds. That's tomorrow's question of tomorrow. Okay. We'll stop here. Everyone have a good day.